from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Can't say anything back because of our situation and our jobs, then I'm just going to block your ass. That's what it is. It is what it is. I like Tua for that overtime game in the first ever time I saw him at Alabama. I was like, remember that spiral he threw? Yeah. It's like, oh my God, I've never seen a spiral thrown like that.
To the greatest receiver corps second to LSU that we've ever seen in college football. But I would say this. There's a lot going on in the football world right now.
There's a lot going on with the 49ers. A lot going on with the 49ers.
Always. Every offseason. If it isn't Jimmy G, if it isn't Trey Lance, if it isn't Purdy's elbow, if it isn't Sam Darnold, the greatest thrower of the football some beat reporters have ever seen, it's always something. Bosa holding out, and now your, you know, receiver that you drafted would be the second first-round pick in 8 years that you actually re-sign. Yeah. Now he wants out.
Well, let's get the Cleveland Browns perspective. We had Mary Kay Cabot on from the Cleveland Plain Dealer yesterday. She talked about Amari Cooper. She wrote the story, and I'm like, they want to give us Amari Cooper? You know what? I'm not mad at that. I would prefer to keep Brandon Ayuk.
Why would they want to get rid of Cooper? Yeah,
exactly. That's my question. I always look at it. You see, you're learning, Shasky. Look at it from the other side. Why would Cleveland want to do that? So let's bring in Anthony Lima, co-host of Carmen and Lima, on our sister station, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. A really good show. They do a great job out there in Cleveland, Ohio, and they have high expectations. So, Anthony, good morning, man. Welcome to the Morning Roast here on the River Islands Guest Line. I know, Lovin. What's up, Anthony?
What's going on, guys? Great to hear from you. And anytime, man, we haven't had any kind of shared experience since, you know, the LeBron versus Steph Curry days. So this is fun.
Cleveland, this is for you.
Yeah, you guys came back from
that year.
Hey, you guys came back 3-1 in 2016, but we got the 3-1 lead overall. So I'll take that all day long. Plus, Kevin Durant. One.
Hey, listen, we still will go to our grave talking about how special of a time that was. It was a special time for the NBA altogether. Look at the ratings. The ratings have recovered in the NBA finals since those two teams.
Games were so fun.
And
so
I do, from afar, actually admire the way the Guardians go about running their baseball team. I do. They're a very smart organization.
You know what? I don't like that because I think that's what my bosses say at the radio station. Like, oh, we get a lot of credit for how we don't pay anybody that actually works for our radio station. So I don't know if I should take that as a compliment.
Anthony, all right. There's a lot of smoke going on here with Brandon Ayuk. So from the Cleveland's perspective, we asked Mary Kay Cabot about Amari Cooper. Is he happy in Cleveland? She said he is. So, Mike, I guess the first question I have for you, if the Niners do make a deal with Cleveland, first of all, before we get into how you feel about Brandon Ayuk and what you think of him as a player, why would Cleveland want to trade Amari Cooper in this situation for another wide receiver? Doesn't make much sense to me.
Well, there's a lot that I don't think makes sense between these two teams having this conversation outside of the Browns potentially getting younger and having a really good wide receiver who might even have a higher ceiling than I think what Amari Cooper has had. The question is, how can they get around the $29 million in dead money over multiple seasons going forward on Amari Cooper? That is the hard part of this. Cooper did have one of the worst holdouts in NFL history. And what I mean by that is he basically said the minute the holdout was over, yeah, I never really wanted to hold out. And I never really was going to hold out as we got further into training camp. He just really doesn't do business that way, which of course they use against you. But basically what holding out a mini camp and OTAs, what that got him in the first few days of training camp down in West Virginia, which is where they started it. Basically all he got was a guarantee for the season that if he got injured in training camp, that he'd get his money. So that's what he fought for. That's what he got, but he did not get, and he seemed a little vexed at this. He did not get any kind of commitment going forward, which of course somebody on the other side of 30, which is what he's going to be, is what they're looking for, wide receiver.
So why wouldn't they just keep Amari Cooper and add to that wide receiver core with Deshaun Watson coming back and all that? Like, that's the part that I can't really compartmentalize. Why not just run it back for one more year with him?
And instead of making the trade at all?
Or just adding Ayuk without surrendering Amari Cooper.
Well, that's the other part of it. Do they want to take away from a strength? I imagine the 49ers would then be looking at offensive linemen, which the Browns have had pretty good depth over the years. That depth was tested last year because of injuries across the board on that O-line. But you know, the Browns have had a top five offensive line for like six straight years. And so I can understand why, you know, the 49ers might want to pluck one of those guys, given, you know, how valuable that could be to Shanahan's system. The Browns, you know, it could be Brandon Ayuk this year, maybe T. Higgins next year. I mean, they are going for big game hunting at wide receiver because, quite frankly, they haven't drafted well at wide receiver. That has been a huge flaw. And, you know, there is some wonder, like, what do they need to get Deshaun Watson to help turn his fortunes around in Cleveland? Because he's, you know, let's be honest, he's been a fraction of the player that he was during those Houston years. So they would love to have a younger wide receiver target who also, as you guys know, I mean, Ayuk can block a little bit, right? And an unbelievable route runner.
No doubt.
He's a great player.
Anthony Lima here on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Anthony Lima, of course, a 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. So I guess that was the next question. How do you guys view Brandon Ayuk? Do you view him as a number one wide receiver? A lot of Niner fans are mixed because they think the scheme makes him or the quarterback makes him. This guy on limited targets has 75 catches on limited targets and over 1,300 yards receiving. He was a baller last year, and he's gotten better and better every single season. So what are Browns fans thinking right now as they call into your show? As you guys discuss this scenario here, how do you view Brandon Ayuk? And are you guys willing to trade for Ayuk and give him a big, fat contract extension?
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, well, the extension part of it is, I think, what makes people nervous, because if the rumors are true, if the reports that, you know, he balked at $25 million, wants to be up there, does he want to be paid top five wide receiver money? That gets you north of 30. The Browns already the most expensive roster in the NFL this year, but they feel like they have a cap wizard in Andrew Berry and Paul DePodesta, who came from the baseball world, they feel they have a leg up on a lot of the teams in the NFL, and it's a competitive advantage to them, plus an owner who will spend cash. And that's what he'd have to do here, too. I mean, the raise they just gave to Amari Cooper, there's some money there that he'll never get back just to get him in a training camp. So it'd be a little surprising if they do all of that just to trade him a few weeks later. I think fans are warming up to the idea, though. The production was undeniable last year. Fans have seen him in big playoff games and the Super Bowl, and obviously they like that pedigree. They do love Amari Cooper, and Amari Cooper totally balled out once Joe Flacco took over. He had a 250-yard receiving game last year, but they have not found the same chemistry with Deshaun Watson. They're hoping that that would be the case, you know, this year, in this final year of his contract.
Would he want a new contract if he were moved?
He does. I mean, he absolutely wants a new contract. Look, Calvin Ridley was able to get a big deal and has had less production than Amari Cooper the last few deals. Now, he got 4 years. You really only have to pay attention to, you know, the 2 years guaranteed. Something, was it like $90 million, 48 guaranteed? I think that's the type of deal that Amari Cooper and his agent are going to demand, because they just saw it handed out. You know how this works. You know how these agents like to piggyback off the other deals.
Anthony Lima here on the River Islands guest line on the Morning Rush.
Sounds like you're riding the bus.
Yeah, what's going on out there in Cleveland?
You on the streetcar?
I'll tell you what it is. It's laser hair therapy. I don't know if any of your listeners are follically challenged, but it works. I just finished 15, 20 minutes. You're good to go.
Really?
Wow.
Well, explain this to me.
Yeah, Shasky's interesting. Yeah,
we got it. There's all sorts of different methods depending on your situation. And I'm telling you, it absolutely works. I'm a guy. I'm on TV here up in Cleveland. You got to pay attention to what is going on with the hairline and the thickness. So I said, I'll do my interview with my San Francisco guys. Come on, you're in California. You guys are vain. You care what you look like.
Hey, listen, man. Anthony, you flex on me with TV, so I got to flex. I know exactly what you mean, because I'm on television too, my man. And the fans, I don't know what it is about me. Shasky knows this. They pay attention to the socks, the suits, the hairline, the haircut. I don't see any other hosts there commenting on, but for some reason, I got to get a haircut every 3 days.
Well, it's because you wore a Mr. Rogers sweater, and ever since then, everybody's been ripping you.
Well, I made the cardigan look good, Anthony. I made it look good. Not everybody could pull it off, buddy.
That is a very, very confident individual. Cardigan is not for everyone. Certainly not for everyone.
Well, so man, I
appreciate that.
Well, I haven't worn it. I haven't worn a cardigan after year one, so that's been retired.
Here's what I want to know. How are you viewing this whole 49ers situation with Brandon Ayuk? I mean, clearly they have a lot of really good players making a lot of money, right? And it's about how you balance the books and whatnot. Does the average Cleveland fan think that the Niners are just botching this? Are they, you know, is this just a disgruntled player that they're unwilling to give that extra million to? Like, from the outside looking in, how do you view the Niners and Ayuk and what has transpired this offseason in particular?
Well, they feel like once he gets his contract, he'll be fine. Like, they understand that, you know, most wide receivers in this league, especially young and at that caliber and on their rookie deals, like, they want to get paid, because you see what happens the minute you get injured in this league. Take Nick Chubb, for instance, who looks like he's on a Hall of Fame pace to start his career. He's beloved in Cleveland. And you would think that the Browns would do right by Nick Chubb the minute he got injured last year in the second game of the season. What is he doing this year? He has to play just to make up the money that he was going to lose in his contract. And so we know it's cutthroat business. Like, you've got to make your money. And they understand Amari Cooper is on the other side of 30, and Ayuk is, you know, what, 4 years younger, 5 years younger. That is critical. I don't think anybody thinks he's, you know, somebody who's going to cause problems every single day. I don't know. Did you guys see much of that at all outside of the contract stuff?
No, not at all. Ayuk's been a total professional. I mean, I just think the whole situation. Now I'm intrigued, though. You know, with all this talk about Shanahan and Purdy, I'm actually intrigued to see what this offense looks like without Brandon Ayuk. And trust me, I want to keep Brandon Ayuk here. I want him to be a long-term 49er forever. But you know what? We'll see how this plays out, Anthony. Thanks for the time today, though. Thanks for the short notice pickup. And take care of that hair, all right?
I can already feel it growing. It's already thicker up top. I don't need to wear a hat today. I'm good.
Anthony, take care, brother.
Whoa.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.